Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Come here.
Thompson Live Show on the GoPro Radio Network. I'm Eric Payne, the son, and you are?
Kay Thompson. Kay Thompson is here. I'm not hearing anything, so that's why I'm hesitating.
You can be heard loud and clear.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes,
all right. So, okay. Good enough.
It's the 23rd of July.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff been going on. Yeah, it's a pretty busy place in the news realms, I'm sure, nowadays with some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the craziest to me is seeing another black man lose his life at the hands of the enemy. There's a flyer here that says fake friends and real enemies. I guess it's for somebody's show that they left on their previous radio show, but it is apropos because another black man was killed by the enemies, you know. And I think it's to me, it's real open and shut. The chokehold is illegal, an illegal procedure by the NYPD from what I understand, from what they've been saying. This man used an illegal procedure in the execution of that job, therefore he should be under arrest for murder.
Not only he. Not only one person. There's a group of persons there.
Right.
And the man's name was Eric Gardner. And
he lost his life.
Yeah, and then Bratton, the police director, said race is not a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what planet he's from.
Well,
okay?
Yeah,
he was here before. Maybe he has to go now. But anyway, it really makes you so angry. Joy Reid, on the Reid report, Joy Reid had Amadou Diallo's mother on, and Amadou was shot 41 times, you know, standing in the doorway of his own house. And then she also had on Sean Bell, Sean Bell was shot. His fiance was on, right. And he was shot by the NYPD. There's so many things, you know, going on. It's about time that, you know, we've got to straighten out the police department because they're not doing their jobs. Eric Garner was murdered. As far as I'm concerned, it was murdered. He couldn't breathe. He was telling people that he couldn't breathe, and yet they still, you know, held him down. They also, if you look very closely on that video, somebody was holding him down on his face.
Right, the same cop who was choking him was holding his head down for whatever reason. I don't know, wiggling your head, how that could be used to somehow resist arrest. But this is their job to try and kill off black people, as far as I'm concerned. That guy should be tried for murder, at the very least him, and then the other ones who were accomplices in the murder. And I don't know, I'm wondering at what point some people start getting a little bit more upset and start putting a price on some people's heads. Some people could look at it that way, put a price on somebody's head, you know, like they used to do out west, wanted dead or alive for murder. So I suppose some people would start having that type of perspective about things if you continue to get killed off and you know, by the oppressors.
You know, also, we can talk about the fact that there are many more African-American men and Latinos in jail than white men, and they are in jail for minor things.
Right.
And so the report that I've read before, I can't quote it right now, but they were talking about the majority of people in jail for minor, you know, what is it? Deeds, if you want to say deeds, you know, far exceeds, you know, the people being arrested, the white guys being arrested for the same kind of thing, you know. So I'm getting ahead of myself with this because this is so important to get to. But I wanted to mention, too, that Amadou Diallo's mother and Sean Bell's wife or fiancé, they have their own organizations trying to deal with police brutality, police killings. All right, I remember being on the air, you know, some time ago with when Amadou Diallo was shot 41 times. Couldn't believe it. And the same thing, Eric, was happening out in Arizona, okay, at that particular time. Rudy Buchanan out in Arizona. I had him on the air, and we were talking about that. And he lost a couple of his sons, you know, to police mishandling, police shootings. Oh, yeah.
Rudy Buchanan.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yes, because he was on Geraldo's show when that happened. That's when I also did Geraldo's show.
Okay.
So, but you know, you would think that this kind of stuff would be over, What, aren't they being trained completely? I don't understand this.
Yeah, well, if you look
in this
at
day
it,
and age?
On the surface, you might assume that there's some training in, but I think that there's other things that, at play, and certain people have a lot of people have their own agenda.
Yeah.
And they hide under the guise of being a member of the government or being a member of the person that is supposed to serve the public, to protect and serve the public. And a lot of people have their own agenda, and we should be aware of that. Just mm-hmm. because they happen to be in a position of so-called authority, like a political person or a person, a police officer or even a military person or even a president or vice president, it doesn't mean that their authority is just
yes.
and it comes from a correct place and that they don't have their own agenda.
I have to say that we're going to be talking to Anna Phillips today. All right, she's going to be giving us a final report on the Central Park Joker case.
Right.
Okay, because there's still some things that we don't know, although she was the lead reporter on it when she was at several different stations, you know. And then also, what was the other thing I wanted to say? We're also going to have Lloyd Strayhorn on, you know, later on in the show. Also, Wayne Gilman, I think, is standing by, our other co-host, and we're going to be getting him on the air. Can we get Wayne on? Okay, hello.
I'm here. Hi, good evening, Kay and Eric. How you doing?
Hey, Wayne,
hello.
How you doing? Brother seems to be having some...
Just fine.
I'm not hearing well.
Okay, can you hear Wayne?
No.
That's because he's not talking.
I hear you guys. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, Wayne. My mom can't hear you. She's having conniptions over there. But anyway, do you want to chime in? Have you been listening to what we're talking about?
You know, I think everybody's on point with regard to the issue. I mean, it's just sad that we can't seem to get the kind of behavior modification programs in the police department to avoid this very topic that seems to be prevalent regardless of what bans that have been imposed, not just in New York, but across the country. And I might remind everyone who's listening in that William Bratton was police commissioner or was certainly had an affiliation with the NYPD around the first chokehold incident 20 years ago that led to the ban against Anthony Baez. You know, it just saddens me that after all this time, we're still, you know, dying over the same conflicts. And, you know, and the deal is I know that there's some in the community that are, you know, saying that, and I wouldn't even say so much in our community, no one should have to suffer the kind of degradation and punishment this man went through, regardless of whether he was guilty of doing petty criminal activity or not. The bottom line is that he was the victim of the police department's lack of good judgment in terms. They could have tased him and gotten the same result in terms of subduing him for the moment. I'm not even advocating that. But, you know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, a lot of these young people who are joining the force, they don't really exercise a certain amount of restraint first before they jump to conclusions. You know, in the Baez case, it was a question of him tossing a football in a city street in the South Bronx, and the ball accidentally hit the police car. Now tell me, no one dies from a ball hitting a police car, yeah. but Baez did,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the guy was minding his business. He was standing there, and to our knowledge, he wasn't guilty of anything, but there was a suspicion against him because of previous activities with him and the law before, and somebody lost it, and the EMT.
Yeah, selling cigarettes or something to that effect. That's not a reason to attack someone and try to get them in a show.
Exactly.
And throw them on the ground and all that sort of thing. That's police brutality. And in this case, it's police murder. They murdered a man. Okay?
Yeah. Seriously. And Bratton has his hands full. I mean, I don't, you know, and the thing is, I wasn't really a big advocate of stop and frisk. But it just seems like since Ray Kelly has resigned from the post, there's so much going on now. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm torn between both. You know, I wish somebody would give me some clarity as to who should be running this city. I mean, I'm beginning to think what's going on in Newark you know, with having the feds come in and observe what's happening, should be happening on the on this side of the river as well.
You think?
Yeah. Certainly so. Yeah. That would be, while they're here, they might as well come on over on the other side of the river and clean the whole thing up. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we know that that's not something that's not going to happen. And this is something that continually happens in history. I think what we need to do, from my perspective, is that African Americans need to come up with some sort of plan with which to deal with these incidences, whatever plan and approach that should be, other than just marching all the time. There should be some sort of penalty exacted somewhere by someone. And whether that be, I don't know what means people want to use. Usually it works better when you do things economically. If you noticed those times when there was civil unrest in the country, you know, the riots at various times in history, eventually, after enough stuff was burnt up, and when it started hitting certain people in their pocket, things started either being quelled down either by National Guard, just kind of a crushing thing, or they tried to bring about some sort of understanding, so-called, with the Rodney King verdict, and riots that ensued afterwards. So sometimes, I don't know, do we have to tear stuff up to get some attention? Do we have to take matters into our own hands to get some attention? I don't know what it takes, but I would suggest that nowadays there might be a new type of black person, average black person on the street that didn't grow up with the benefit of being directly influenced by people from the civil rights movement, meaning that they might not realize the value of nonviolent confrontation. Maybe they realize the value of some other type of confrontation.
Well, you know, this is leading toward that.
And so maybe a word of caution to some of these people. Or if we're talking about people's rights being infringed upon by the more the governmental forces, then where would be some of those Tea Party people who talk about wanting to be kind of libertarians and free from government tyranny and all that? Because that, I mean, it could be an argument, could be made that he was Eric Garner was experiencing kind of those same things, free from being harassed by government representatives. So where would some of those people that talk about that they just want to have America be for Americans, not be under government rule, if they're really talking it like they're walking, then clearly when there's times of police brutality, it seems like they would step up and join the cause.
Exactly.
Well, Eric, I'm so glad you brought that up, because your U.S. Senator, Cory Booker, today, ponied up with Rand Paul of the Tea Party, also in the Senate, and they have decided to form like a coalition on this whole issue of quality of life crimes, right, and how a lot of people are being locked up, you know, needlessly because of petty crimes, and it's costing the government, you know. And Kay, if I'm not mistaken, I think at the top of the show you had mentioned something briefly about that. I was a little taken back at first with what Booker was attempting to do. I mean, he's not showing any kind of partisanship here, but I just think it's important that there are a lot of people out here trying to survive. If this guy was selling bootleg cigarettes, you know, I could point to people in their yards right here in highbrow New Rochelle, where they're fixing cars as weekend mechanics, you know, bringing customers in, you know, in a residential zone. I've seen people in parts of the Bronx in a non-commercial area, you know, selling barbecue ribs on the street. We are in hard times right here. And the deal is, I'm not saying that I'm one to advocate that, but the bottom line is that compared to some crack dealer or somebody shooting up needlessly, or some serial killer in Long Island, you know, killing women needlessly, you know, these are the things that the authorities should be going after, as opposed to, you know, I understand the whole issue of quality of life, and usually it begins there stop a lot of the activity that's going on, but, you know, it's got to give, man.
I want to mention that we are expecting to hear from Anna Phillips, and she's going to be giving us some more information on the Central Park jogger case. That is not over. And, you know, even though the young men have been granted, you know, a certain amount of money and whatnot, that is not over. They lost their lives in jail.
Another form in which black men's lives are lost, if not literally.
Yeah.
Figuratively in jail, pretty much when they spend the time. So to draw that connection, to this current day case. It was so.
And not only that, they knew that NYPD knew who did it. I understand, and the guy was in there. He had said so, you know. And for them to pick up these boys, you know, because it was what they were calling them, wilding, you know, that was the most awful, horrendous thing to do to these young men. No wonder they're angry. You know, no wonder black males are angry. Okay, you can see it because the females were angry also. When I think of all the things when you're on the air that you hear of people being killed for no reason, there's never a reason to kill anybody anyway. You know, but the point is, you know, the anger sets in. All right, and I'm so glad that people are out demonstrating, and they should demonstrate it, and we should keep on demonstrating about it, because it's just, it's just incomprehensible. You know, it's so awful in today's day and age that you have to worry about the color of your skin, you know, to walk down the street. So that's really, yes, we're going to be getting ready for a commercial about now, shall we? Person there in master control? Okay, we'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us. This is Kate Thomas Alive, and I'm with Eric Payne and also Wayne Gilman. Stay with us.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
This summer sizzles on GoPro Radio Network with hot new shows and cool personalities. Every Wednesday live from 4 to 5 p.m. is the Nerdy Girl Wellness Hour with Amelie Lamont. From 5 to 6 p.m. is the BCS Experience, history, art, culture, politics in review, and discussion with Byron C. Saunders. From 6 to 7 p.m. is Worldwide with Deshaun Farad. From 7 to 8 p.m. is the Earl Morgan Hour with Earl Morgan. From 8 to 9 p.m. is Kate Thompson Live with Kate Thompson and Eric Payne. From 10 to 11 p.m. is the Sexy Party Show with Mr. Lucario, Miles Cunningham, and Anita G. From 11 to 11:30, it's the Black Agenda Report with Glenn Ford. Black Agenda TV Express brings you news, commentary, and analysis from the Black Left. Listen to the fastest growing network in the galaxy. Visit www.goproradio.com. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. If you have an event, product, service, talent, or something important to say, now is your chance. You can have your very own radio show. Whether you're just starting out or a veteran looking for a professional platform to enhance your presentation and following, the GoPro Radio Network is the premier place to cultivate and share new and exciting content. We can help you grow your audience and keep it growing long after your first broadcast. Now you have a voice. Call 212-696-8562 or visit www.goproradio.com and you'll be amazed at how easy and affordable it is to have your very own professional radio show on the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen, the voice is in your head.
And we are back, everyone. We are back. I'm Kate Thompson. It's Kate Thompson Live. And we are waiting forward to hear from Anna Phillips about the Central Park jogger case. And to give us some more information about that, some inside information that she knows. Anna has been a one of the top journalists, you know, several years ago. And she has been assigned so many different interesting stories. She was a senior producer on the Haiti, you know, earthquake, you know, several years ago. So she has had her fill, not her fill, but I mean, she has covered major stories, you know, in New York when she was working at CBS and also ABC. So as soon as she calls in, we will be going to her. But I want to continue talking also about this, about black males being insulted, being beaten, being put in jail. To me, it's a new form of slavery. To me, also, it is...
I don't know how new it is.
Well, it's the latest form of slavery. And it's also big business, you know, because when you think of what the jails do, they need to... Well, they have to, you know, house people, and that feeds them, you know, do all kinds of things that you do on the outside. And the majority of these people have been arrested,
right.
for some of them for minor crimes, and still they're put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't even make sense. Not in today's age.
Right.
And it's about time that people really get good and angry to try to put a stop to, you know, this kind of police behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's not legal, number one. They're not even involved with the feelings of, you know, people in jail, number two. But it's big business.
Right.
All right? The wealthy are getting wealthier.
Right. I don't know whether it's a new form of slavery, but to me it's clear that there's something systematic in this nation. It has been around for a very long time, about obviously keeping black people in second-class citizen
mm-hmm.
status, to say the very least, of not being oppressed for a very long time. And these scenarios keep happening over and over again. Years later, you have, you know, basically another Rodney King. This one where the guy was literally killed on video. Rodney King wasn't killed on video, but clearly he was almost killed on video. So, and those guys got off for a minute. So I'm just wondering, you know, if the same thing is going to happen here. It seems like, I don't know if their prosecutor is going to pursue criminal charges against these murderers, but they certainly should, because it seems to be a clear violation of their protocol. So I don't know where the gray area is to try and find a way to not to hold this guy accountable for his actions and every single one of those cops there. So it's typical life in America from my perspective.
Yeah. Also, you know, I'm urging people to, when they hear of a demonstration involving the Eric Garner case, to get out and march and to, you know, make your voice right,
mm-hmm.
make your voices heard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very glad that Al Sharpton is one of the people who is talking about this extensively over on MSNBC. And also, you know, a few other people like
right.
Joy Reid
right.
and some new people over there at MSNBC.
Right.
So I'm glad to see that because, you know, there are several African-American women on there. And they are, you know, very intelligent, and they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're there for the cause, okay? And
mm-hmm.
so we're going to be doing that. But just to review some things about the Central Park jogger case, you know, they did get $40 million, or they were assigned $40 million, or they were, what, awarded $40 million or something? The Central Park, you know, rape case, so-called rape case. Then the settlement was $40 million. Now we don't know what's happening.
The settlement was $40 million for the young men that got wrongly accused and
right.
jailed for this crime, which they never committed.
Right, and those young men were mm-hmm. Kevin Richardson, Yusuf Salam,
right.
Carrie Wise, Raymond Santana, and Antron McRae.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this case. It was awful, and they had gone, they were saying that the marauding kids running through Central Park. Kids were running in groups in Central Park, having a good time.
Right.
Okay, but they were marauding. They were wilding. All these kind of negative, you know, words used to describe young black teenagers.
Right.
And for them to have been accused, five boys accused of Central Park rape,
mm-hmm.
and then the police, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just,
good.
I hate to even think of these things, you know, because they've happened over and over and over again, and you get so angry about them, you
right.
know.
Well,
so,
hopefully that money that they get will help them to make up for a lot of the stuff there.
Yes, we're going to be going to this call. We have a caller right now. Let's go right away to the call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Kay. I wanted to call in because I heard you were just talking about Al Sharpton and the whole Eric Garner case.
Right.
And I was actually at the rally on Saturday, and
okay.
there was a problem. I had a problem with a quote from Al Sharpton. I just want to quickly say that quote to you. He said, this isn't about, this is about justice. Or wait, no, wait, let me get it exactly. He's like, this isn't about race, this is about justice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now,
like
while I understand Al Sharpton's point that it's about justice, I would most certainly disagree that it's not about race.
It certainly
and is. And my problem is, As a black leader, as a leader of the black community, seeing how the police targets the black community,
yeah.
I feel as if his quote did a disservice to the black community, really.
May I
just respond? Because I noticed that seems to be an issue with a number of people who have been following the Garner case. And I understand in what context the listener feels about the whole issue of race. But, you know, there have been all sorts of people of color. There have been Latinos. There have been Asians who have been victimized by the same process. You talk about slavery. It's not just relegated to one race anymore in this country, you know. I hate to use the N-word, but, you know, there's so many of us that transcend that description now because big government has figured out a way to make us all slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the deal is, in all honesty, out of respect to Reverend Sharpton, I think he sees the big picture that, you know, the deal is this is a horrific crime. It should never have happened. You know, Bill Bratton, I understand there's an organization out there looking to impeach him. You know, there needs to be some sort of group out there just keeping watch of what's going on in every community. But the bottom line is that if you were a person of another nationality and fell victim to the same thing, the fact of the matter is this should be stopped, period. Regardless of where it is.
I understand what you're saying, but I totally disagree. It's always about race.
Yeah.
You don't catch hell in America because you might be Asian.
What about the Latinos? What about the Latinos? We stand out. I'm not saying that we don't stand out. Wayne, relax.
Wayne, can you hear
me? Let me respond, okay? Here's what's happening. United States, black people were brought over here a long time ago to use as slaves. It's always going to be about race. Look at how they treat the president of the United States. It's about that. You know, all those other things are piled on. That's the extra, you know. But the people that catch every time somebody comes to the United States, right? Who's the one race they do not want to identify with? African American, even Caribbean blacks, even other blacks. You know why? Because the image, the imaging that has gone out to the world, the four corners of the world about African Americans has always been negative. Negative. That's every single other race. And I understand you catch hell when you're a person of color, period. But the person who's going to catch the most hell, trust and believe, still these 54 years on the planet that I've lived, is going to be the black man, first and foremost. So let's not ever, I mean, you can have your opinion whatever you want, but here's what I see. Every time you see a black man walking into a room or doing whatever, he's the one who gets the scrutiny. He's the one. And all those other races, yeah, they do experience racism. But we don't have nations because the way we were brought to this country, we don't have a country. If you talk about Hispanics, they can point to a nation. That's why they say, I'm Hispanic, I'm Dominican, I'm Colombian, I'm this, I'm that. They can point to a nation. You got to remember, you can point to an island that you're from. African Americans in this country were kidnapped from the nation. They can't even point to directly where they're from. So never believe that this country was built on the backs of African Americans, and we still have not received. Can you imagine if we had got our 40 acres and a mule, where the state of black people would be now in this country? It's about wealth, and it's about race. Don't ever get it twisted, because when you
can
don't
I interject?
You don't realize that is when you're going to fall for the okey-doke, right? That's just my opinion, though. What I've experienced all these times in my life. So how long do I, as a black man, have to turn the other cheek? And have to
well,
realize,
I'm black too, Eric. I'm black too. I have many streams in my veins, but the bottom line is that, you know, make no mistake, no one's going to set aside if there's some war going on in this country and they look at me because I come from the Caribbean and they look at you because you're African American and it's whites against blacks. Oh, so this guy from Trinidad and Jamaica, we're going to put him aside because he's one of them good little niggas, you know?
I'm sorry.
Race is race. Even Dominicans understand that they have descendants in Africa. Mexicans have descendants in Africa. I understand the whole point about race, but it's the confluence of everything that's going on in this country.
Of course it is, man. Of course it is. But at the crux of it, look how they're treating the first black president of the United States.
And that's a shame.
People agree with him or don't agree with him. A lot of black people don't. But the hell he's catching because he's a black man. They're not even respecting the office of President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have the modicum of decency to respect their own thing that they've propped up, their White House. They don't even respect that because there's a black man inside. Come on, man.
Okay, we do have to go for a break right now. And we will be right back. Stay with us. And we're going to be talking to the young lady who's still on the phone.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
This summer sizzles on GoPro Radio Network with hot new shows and cool personalities. Every Wednesday live from 4 to 5 p.m. is the Nerdy Girl Wellness Hour with Amelie Lamont. From 5 to 6 p.m. is the BCF Experience, history, art, culture, politics in review, and discussion with Byron C. Saunders. From 6 to 7 p.m. is Worldwide with Deshaun Farage. From 7 to 8 p.m. is the Earl Morgan Hour with Earl Morgan. From 8 to 9 p.m. is Kate Thompson Live with Kate Thompson and Eric Payne. From 10 to 11 p.m. is the Sexy Party Show with Mr. Lucario, Miles Cunningham, and Anita G. From 11 to 11:30, it's the Black Agenda Report with Glenn Ford. Black Agenda TV Express brings you news, commentary, and analysis from the Black Left. Listen to the fastest growing network in the galaxy. Visit www.goproradio.com. GoPro Radio Network, listen to the voices in your head.
We are an amazing people, rooted in Africa, the cradle of human civilization. Descendant of the awesome men and women who made a way out of no way. People steeped in the values of truth, justice, respect, harmony, balance, reciprocity, and order. But 400 years of enslavement, Jim Crow, and racism, fueled by the lie of black inferiority, have taken their toll. The result? Too much pain. Too much hurt. Too much loss. We owe our ancestors, ourselves, and our children so much more than this. Join the movement for emotional emancipation, healing, and wellness for black people. Go to communityhealingnet.org and take the pledge to defy the lie and embrace the truth. That's communityhealingnet.org. Our children and our ancestors are waiting.
And welcome. We're back on the Kate Thompson Live Show with a lively conversation discussion with people, whether what aspects of the many things that face us as African Americans in this country. As you can see, the opinions are varied about the various things, even amongst people who talk every day and have things, proving that we're not one monolithic group and that we have various different opinions about that.
And Wayne, you're still on, Wayne? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Continue to get in on this discussion.
No, honest to God, I understand with spirit. I hope. I hope this is not my last appearance, Eric. But I understand. I mean, we all have. You know, the sad part about a lot of the Latinos, especially when they come to this country and they want to identify with the so-called larger race, it's unfortunate that they don't even know their own history, a lot of them, particularly in the Dominican community, because the deal is that race was used there about 40 years ago to distinguish themselves from the other Africans who share Hispaniola. We got into a discussion about that a few weeks ago, talking about Haiti, you know? But the Spanish Empire was so huge and so large that they were able to use language as a bond, as a commonality of interest, even though they may turn around and offend each other, but it's not done in the same spirit as it's done. You know, we just recently saw racism at its very height in the World Cup games the other day, you know, where they were mocking some of the African players playing for European countries, you know. It's like there's still so much that we need to get through to understand that we're all in this world together. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I know some white folks that could be considered part of the problem in terms of being the new slaves, you know? So, I mean, the deal is that I understand wholeheartedly what you're saying about race.
Explain that. Explain what you mean by that.
I mean, the thing is that, I mean, there are a number of whites, progressive whites, who identify with the Obama administration, but have also gone through a certain amount of degradation, cannot get the opportunities that others of means may get. It's more socioeconomic today.
Right.
I'm not saying that race isn't a factor, but, you know, the bottom line is there are far more successful people of color today than there were 50 years ago and even prior to the Civil Rights Movement.
I would hope so.
You know, there's no question about that. And look at the ball players. Look at the entertainers. You know, are they giving back to the community?
Well, you know what Malcolm X said one time, Wayne, and maybe what you said, there's far more successful black people now than there were 50 years ago. I would hope so. But Malcolm X said, you know, if you got a knife in your back, if somebody has a knife in your back 9 inches and they pull it out 2 inches, is that progress? I guess so.
That's not progress.
So I understand what you're saying, but I can only look at the world and view the world in the way that I came into the world. And that's as a black man. And I have no problem with that. At one time, I wanted to be it's nice to be just a man before I'm a black. I don't have a problem with being black. I don't have a problem looking at the world through a black man. Since they won't let me forget, then okay. Well, you know what? Everything going to be black. My favorite color going to be black. House going to be black. Car going to be black. Pets going to be black. I'm going to be blackity, blackity, black, man.
Okay.
So they can't stand it.
I...
You know why? Because they... They've shoved it down our throat. That blackety black
Eric,
wasn't good enough. And when you talk about, I'm on one now, brother. Let me go. So, you know, sometimes you get people who might be, and no offense to anybody that might be listening, sometimes you get people who might be of mixed race, and they talk about every other thing they're mixed at, with black. You're not just black. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. As if being black is not good enough, it's good enough for me. Because black people were the first people on the face of the earth. All life sprang forth from that, the original man. Can I just say one thing, Eric, in response to what you're saying?
Miscegenation in your family, I experienced that in my family as well. I can't tell you to what degree in yours. I know to a certain extent what degree in mine. But when we came to this country, we were black. My parents made no mistake about it. You're black, you know. And what about the ostracism between the African American black and the West Indian black? You want to talk about issues? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Exactly, because I could imagine that if I were a black from another country and seeing how the blacks were depicted here in this country, I would not want to identify myself with those blacks. I would want to separate myself because the image the world sees of the African-American black is negative, lazy, stupid, thieves, murderers.
No. I wanted to be embraced by my African-American brother. And what about the ostracism and the subtle nonsense that you would go through? Oh, he must be Puerto Rican or something like that. He looks funny, or your mother's sleeping with a white man, or some crap like that.
That's in between us of the same race. I understand what you're saying, but there's a larger.
It's despicable. I had to grow up with that crap. My father was two shades lighter than my mom. We were black. We left the Caribbean to come here for a better life, but we were black.
You think you might have caught the same hell from other black people as you might have caught from white people?
Oh, yeah,
I'm just for the sake of argument.
Ways.
This is white people. I'm not going to say white people or white people because it depends on where you were. But for the purposes of argument, let's talk about the two extremes. Do you think that you might have caught the same hell from some of those racist white people that you caught from some of those, if you can call them racist black people towards you? You think the level of hell that you have caught from the Caucasians, you think that might have been a little bit deeper?
Well, listen, let me tell you this. I would say hell is hell regardless of who it's coming from, you know? The deal is that my grandfather was a white man, and he left this country because of Jim Crow, because he couldn't walk the streets of Harlem with his mulatto children because he was ostracized back then. He went back to a black country because he couldn't face the racism as a white man here, all right? So let's talk about that. And let's talk about the opportunities that your mother has had, I have had, and the opportunities that you've had as a veteran entertainer and actor, not getting a shake or a shot at doing things that you're qualified for, just predicated on race. So pain is pain regardless, and I mean P-A-I-N, not P-A-Y-N-E. You know, pain is pain regardless of which way it comes from, you
okay.
know?
All right.
Right on, bro.
We are now, are we getting ready to go for another break? I think we might be. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I think I may have to go to the bathroom.
No, no.
All right. But
we have some more time here during this segment.
So, I mean, it's unfortunate.
I love it.
That those things, we have other issues going on in the world. You got the Ukraine, the plane being shot down over there by either Russia or Russia-backed separatists or whoever from over there, and Putin, about allegedly, maybe not, there's not, people are looking at Putin, but the thing to me is that 190 some odd Dutch people lost their life, and they honored their own today, and just the lunacy in the world sometimes when people seek power and to try to extend their empires and things like that. And there's a whole bunch of innocent people that ended up losing their lives because of that.
Exactly
and,
right.
And having, having visited the Netherlands, I can tell you it's a beautiful country with a lot of beautiful people that don't see any race usually. Wayne, just to get back to our point, so our hearts go out to those people that lost their family members and relatives in that tragedy. Hopefully we can get to the bottom of that and those people perpetuated that crime can be brought to justice.
You know, there are so many cases that, you know, you can think of regarding race in this country, and it really gets in the way of, you know, a lot of things that you can, you know, that you want to analyze without bringing in race, but it's very difficult at times.
Right.
You know, it really is. And I enjoyed the argument, the discussion that you two had, and we're going to be going to it.
Okay.
I love it.
I hope I can come back.
But continue on what we were saying about the Philippines, move to that subject. What's your assessment about that situation with the plane going down there, Wayne? You want to give a comment on
it? It saddens me. To me, it just goes to show how much pressure this president is under. I'm not talking about Putin now, but Obama. I mean, we've never had a situation like this in any American presidency before, where one minute Russia is our ally, and then the next minute it's the enemy, and then now Russia is expanding its hold on what's going on in that part of the world, and there's very little that we could do without starting a war, and we're stretched to the limit with Afghanistan. We're still recovered, from those years that Bush had us in Iraq, you know, and the thing is that you know, we could be on the precipice of World War III the way things are going. You're absolutely right. It's really unfortunate what happened to those people in the Malaysian airliner. And we're still not even sure what happened to that. It may be unrelated to this incident, but, you know, the first Malaysian plane that went down earlier this year, I mean, they haven't even found those victims.
Yeah.
And now the thing is, and it's funny, just as Kay had mentioned the business of the $40 million, not to sound discursive, but, you know, I heard Bloomberg on the tube this afternoon, the former mayor of New York, commenting about how he's going to fly to Israel to show that it's safe for American carriers to go overseas and go into areas where it's a hot zone. And, you know, it bothered me, as you mentioned, the $40 million, Kay, that it took more than 20 years. I mean, here's a guy, one of the wealthiest men on the planet, would not allow the city of New York to pay out these poor victims back then under his watch, that it had to wait till another administration, more progressive, to come in to allow for this payment. And I'm not saying $40 million is basically, you know, justified considering what these poor kids had gone through. But the bottom line is that there was so much nonsense that we had to keep under wraps for so long. And it's only now that we're realizing, you know, certain things are coming to the fore with regard to labor contracts, the payments of people who've been victimized by crimes like this.
Okay, hold on.
We're coming up on coming up on a break, Wayne. We'll be on the other side. Stay with us on the Kate Thomas Live GoPro Radio Network.
Interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. If you have an event, product, service, talent, or something important to say, now is your chance. You can have your very own radio show. Whether you're just starting out or a veteran looking for a professional platform to enhance your presentation and following, the GoPro Radio Network is the premier place to cultivate and share new and exciting content. We can help you grow your audience and keep it growing long after your first broadcast. Now you have a voice. Call 212-696-8562 or visit www.goproradio.com and you'll be amazed at how easy and affordable it is to have your very own professional radio show on the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen, the voice is in your head. This summer sizzles on GoPro Radio Network with hot new shows and cool personalities. Every Wednesday live from 4 to 5 p.m. is the Nerdy Girl Wellness Hour with Amelie Lamont. From 5 to 6 p.m. is the BCS Experience, History, Art, Culture, Politics in Review, and Discussion with Byron C. Saunders. From 6 to 7 p.m. is Worldwide with Deshaun Faraz. From 7 to 8 p.m. is the Earl Morgan Hour with Earl Morgan. From 8 to 9 p.m. is Kate Thompson. From 10 to 11 p.m., Sexy Party Show with Mr. Lucario, Miles Cunningham, and Anita G. From 11 to 11:30, it's the Black Agenda Report with Glenn Ford. Black Agenda TV Express brings you news, commentary, and analysis from the Black Left. Listen to the fastest-growing network in the galaxy. Visit www.goproradio.com. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
And we're back on the Kate Thompson Live Show on the GoPro Radio Network. I'm the son, Eric Payne, and that's my mom over there.
Kate Thompson.
And we have Wayne Gilman on the phone as well.
I have to give an announcement about Professor James Small, though.
Okay.
Remember we had, was it last week that we talked to him? You know, when he was teaching his class. You know, he's on doing a class online, by the way. Right now, Professor James Small is in Ghana. And I think he might be doing his class from Ghana because, you know, when we talk to people, we have talked to people from Antigua, from London, et cetera, all over the place. So thank goodness for internet radio. But he is in Ghana right now. And when he comes back, he has, you know, really interesting things to, you know, tell us about because he is a priest in the Yoruba tradition, I think. So we're looking forward to, I hope he's listening in. A lot of people have called in, you know, complimenting him. He said they liked him on, you know, on our show, which I'm great of. And we're going to be doing that same thing with Dr. Len Jeffries. You know, we're going to be doing the history, you know, of African Americans. For instance, Eric, you said that black man came from Africa. Well, according to Dr. Ben, Dr. Yosef Ben-Yekin, who I heard is still with us, and I expect to be seeing him sometime soon, you know, with Len Jeffries and a few other people, and we'll be able to report on that. But I wanted to say that we were expecting Anna Sills. Something probably has happened in order for her to not call in because she was very excited about it. And also, we were waiting for Lloyd Strayhorn, but I don't see another call up on the chart right now, so which is unusual also. So not unless we're having a problem, you know.
So I don't want to
Yeah, all right. So go right ahead. You
and Wayne. I want to remind everybody that I'm going to be doing a little segment of my own. This segment, you know, when your parents aren't away, and not that I need to wait to have my mom not away because, you know, I'm grown now, but have my own hour.
It's
going to be starting the second week in August.
Yeah.
Second Wednesday in August. So check it out, and I'll let you know what it's going to be called because I'm still thinking about it. But we'll let you know. Stay posted for that. Just wanted to remind everybody about that. Football season is getting ready to start, so I'm really quite happy and satisfied now that we are coming out the drought of sports. I'm not a baseball fan, so to speak. So real happy about that. But any Yankees heads know that it is the last season, Derek Jeter. So that's pretty interesting for baseball people as well. How about you there, Wayne Gilman?
Before you go, Wayne,
I'm partial to the Yankees.
Wayne,
go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I want to tell people that even though something may have happened to Anna, you know, I'm going to find out about that, and we will still have her on as soon as, I get to her.
Okay.
Or it could be mechanical because Lloyd Strayhorn was due on also, and I don't see his name or the number up on, but we'll straighten all that out, and we will, honor the youth.
We'll have them on another time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
Right. You were saying, Wayne.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I'm sort of partial to the Yankees. I mean, I've watched Derek Jeter in the 19 years he played for New York, and he's a consummate performer. And, the one thing I admire about him is that, he has a certain amount of self-respect. He's not egotistical. He's probably not the best player on the field. He's not a Alex Rodriguez type. And even that's come into question because of the whole issue with steroids. Or, someone else who has been, up in Boston there, Big Poppy, David Ortiz. Those are power hitters, but the bottom line is that Derek has always been there. And I hate to see that era in the Yankee lineup go. It's like he's the last of the core four that kept that team alive during the last decade or so. And they had a number of championship World Series under their belts, and they've been looking for it ever since. They certainly spent a lot of money looking for it, but, I don't know. They just don't – it just goes to show that it's not always about money. It's the talent and the timing,
This is true. And he's been certainly a serious key to the Yankees' victory over the years and their winning season.
Yeah.
Come on, I mean, Derek Jeter he's a clutch for sure. So, and thus the reason that he's getting so much deserved respect and tribute to him. So, we'll be sorry to see him go, but that's the era of sports. Everybody has their era. And
yeah.
I saw in the news that how they had their new third baseman who just came to the Yankees that kind of ended the game today on a winning hit to bring the team.
Oh, yeah, last night. I think it went 13 or 14 innings before, something happened. But, and he was talked about as being Rodriguez's replacement, so hopefully this may work out because I don't see where he's going to come back as a player. He's getting old too, and with all the legal issues that he has around him, unfortunately, that just didn't work out for him, and it's sad. I hate to think that he was using drugs to enhance his prowess on the field, but it is what it is. I mean, it's the world we live in. It's just very difficult to, and I'm not saying this to cast aspersions because I have no empirical information as to whether or not if he did or didn't, but he was an outstanding player, and he certainly did well, and it's unfortunate that his career has been mired by all this, nonsense about drugs and steroids and all sorts of other stuff, And Derek Jeter, I've never gotten... No one has ever said anything about this guy doing anything other than what's expected
right.
to play,
Right. So, he's kept his nose clean.
It is what it is.
The perfect example of a champion and an athlete that you want certainly out there as a role model for
right.
the kids. We're coming up on about a minute and 30,
yeah.
I think.
So end
we're
going to
wind down the end of the show. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. We just hope that a lot of these things can worked out, and with that, the president got more support than he does from the Congress. But with the various issues, we didn't even get to the immigration issue and where that's at now. But we'll probably get an opportunity to talk about it again, as it is a ever-changing world with these issues that we're talking about. So, my name is Eric Payne on the K. Thompson Live Show. On the phone, we have Mr. Wayne Gilman.
One and only.
And over sitting across from me is my mom, who had me start doing this stuff a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, your name is?
Kay Thompson.
Thank you very much.
One thing I'd just like to tell people, too, that Donald Payne, you know, is Congressman Donald Payne Jr., you know, he has introduced a bill to confer a congressional gold medal for Althea Gibson's contribution in breaking down racial and gender barriers in professional sports. She was the first, you know, black female tennis player.
To win Wimbledon.
To win Wimbledon, yeah. So, you know,
and
just wanted
New
to
Jersey.
Say that. Yeah, thanks, Congressman. Yeah,
okay. Here we go.
That.
Join us next week on the Kay Thompson Live Show on the GoPro Radio Network.
All right.
Sizzles on GoPro Radio Network with hot new shows and cool personalities. Every Wednesday live from 4 to 5 p.m. is the Nerdy Girl Wellness Hour with Amelie Lamont. From 5 to 6 p.m. is the BCS Experience, History, Art, Culture, Politics in Review, and Discussion with Byron C. Saunders. From 6 to 7 p.m. is Worldwide with Deshaun Farad. From 7 to 8 p.m. is the Earl Morgan Hour with Earl Morgan. From 8 to 9 p.m. is Kay Thompson Live with Kay Thompson and Eric Payne. From 10 to 11 p.m. is the Sexy Party Show with Mr. Lucario, Miles Cunningham, and Anita G. From 11 to 11:30, it's the Black Agenda Report with Glenn Ford. Black Agenda TV Express brings you news, commentary, and analysis from the Black Left. Listen to the fastest growing network in the galaxy. Visit www.goproradio.com. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
We are an amazing people, rooted in Africa, the cradle of human civilization, descendant of the awesome men and women who made a way out of no way. People steeped in the values of truth, justice, respect, harmony, balance, reciprocity, and order. But 400 years of enslavement, Jim Crow, and racism, fueled by the lie of black inferiority, have taken their toll. The result? Too much pain, too much hurt, too much loss. We are our ancestors. So much more than this. Join the movement for emotional emancipation, healing, and wellness for black people. Go to communityhealingnet.org and take the pledge to defy the lie and embrace the truth. That's communityhealingnet.org. Our children and our ancestors are waiting.
Ay, papi, yo no. Maybe I'm sure that they got like this thing called GoPro Radio on the screen, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't have to pay for nothing. Like, I get online and I listen. I can listen to like stuff about politics on the same radio show. I can hear sexy stuff. Oh my god, you know. But you know, everything that I do, I like to do it for free, and I'm gonna do this. GoProRadio.com.
We'll be right back. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. If you have an event, product, service, talent, or something important to say, now is your chance. You can have your very own radio show. Looking for a professional platform to enhance your presentation and following, the GoPro Radio Network is the premier place to cultivate and share new and exciting content. We can help you grow your audience and keep it growing long after your first broadcast. Now you have a voice. Call 212-696-8562 or visit www.goproradio.com and you'll be amazed at how easy and affordable it is to have your very own professional radio show on the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen, the voice is in your head.
Hey, papi. You know what I heard about this sexy radio show that they got? They got, like, this thing called GoPro Radio on the screen. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have to pay for nothing. Like, I get online and I can listen to, like stuff about politics on the same radio show. I can hear sexy stuff. Oh, my God. You know? But, you know, everything that I do, I like to do it for free. And I'm going to do this. GoProRadio.com.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. Why are you paying for radio?